AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden hopes a final FDA approval of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine is enough to convince vaccine skeptics to finally get the shots.
Vaccination is free, it's easy, it's safe, and it's effective. And it's convenient. For 90% of Americans, there's a vaccination site less than 5 miles from your home.
The Pentagon says the final approval allows it to press ahead with plans to require members of the military to be vaccinated. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says more than 37,000 people have been evacuated so far from Afghanistan, more than 10,000 ferried out on U.S. planes from the Kabul airport in the last day or so.
We have established a network of transit centers in multiple countries in the Gulf and Europe, where we are getting U.S. citizens on flights home, and we are running biometric and biographic background checks on Afghan evacuees before bringing them to the United States or having them relocated to a third country.
At least a dozen people are missing in Middle Tennessee after record-setting rain caused flash flooding that hit two rural towns Saturday, killing 22 so far. Grant Gillespie heads both police and fire departments in Waverly.
Our search efforts are still underway. We have crews the last couple of days that have been working along the banks and in the neighborhoods looking for victims.
Up to 17 inches of rain fell in Humphreys County in less than 24 hours Saturday, passing the state record for one-day rainfall by more than 3 inches. National Weather Service forecasters say the state has seen once-in-100-year flooding 4 times since 2010, the result of climate change. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 rose 37 points, the Dow added 215, while the NASDAQ gained 228. This is AP News. 10 years ago today, a 5.8 magnitude earthquake shook much of the eastern U.S., causing significant damage to Washington's National Cathedral.
If that shaking would have lasted another 2 or 3 seconds, the stuff that was just like a Jenga game, It would have come down.
Joe Alonzo, head stonemason at the cathedral, he says the building itself is sound, but
that energy just kept going, and boom, it just popped, you know, like the cracking of a whip. And that's why you see the damage is most extreme up high, especially the very top of the central tower.
The quake was 10 years ago, but Alonzo says they're still working on the cathedral.
It was $34 million in damage, what we estimated, and we're 10 years into the earthquake now, and we're about halfway done with the repairs.
The National Cathedral has reopened for in-person worship services. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.